Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. I will begin Samach Beis Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom towards the beginning of the line. Continue on with what's permitted in Harabayis and what's permitted in Shul. Omar Rav Rikika Bevesa Knesses Shori said to spit in a shul is mutter, midid hava minu, just like we find about wearing shoes. Man minu b'harabayis also Bevesa Knesses mutter, just like we find that by shoes b'harabayis, it's also to come to harabayis wearing shoes. Yet in shul it's mutter, afrikika b'harabayis udos Bevesa Knesses Shori. Similarly, the Rikika is the same thing. The Isser is only in Harabayis. So we see that what's Osir in Harabayis, it doesn't transfer to a shul, and we see that by Minol, so we should say the same thing by Rikika. Spitting is also in Harabayis, but not in a shul. Amrile Rav Papa L'Rava, V'Amrile Ravina L'Rava, V'Amrile Rav Adabar Masna L'Rava, Adi Yalof Min Minol. Why are you learning out from shoes, from wearing shoes, Neila B'Kampandria? Learn out from taking a shortcut. So you should learn out and say that just like a shortcut is osur in a shul, using the shul as a shortcut, and you should say spitting is also osur. The Tana is learning it out from a minol, and you're learning it out from a kapandria. We see that the Tana is learning it out from minol. My the Sanya Loyakana Sodom Laharabayas Loyba Makala should be out. A person should not come into Harabayas, not with a walking stick. Veloy Biminolish Baraglan, not wearing shoes. Veloy Bimoas at Surulub Sadina, and not with money wrapped up in a handkerchief. Upendasa Mukshalas Lacharev, and not with a money belt that's hanging down. Veloyasana Kapandandri, and he should not make it a shortcut. You should not take a shortcut there. Urakika, and you should not spit there. Mikal v'chaim, miminol. And we learn out the iser spitting from mikal v'chaim from minol. Ma minol she'ein bo derech b'zayin amra tayra shel nale chamal reglecha. Ma dach, wearing shoes, it's nothing disgraceful at all about wearing shoes. And yet the Torah says in a holy place in a makom kodesh shel nale chamal reglecha. They say you can't wear shoes in a makom kodesh. Rikika, she derech b'zayin, spitting, which is derech b'zayin, lo kol shekein, certainly it should be osur in Harabayis. So you see that we do learn out from minol, and if we learn out from minol legabe rikika in Harabayis, we should learn out also from minol that minol rikika from minol legabe ashul, that it should be mutter. Rav Yosi bar Yehuda Omer, ein tzarach, you don't need this kal v'chomer. Haray Omer, ki ein lovoy el shar hamelech b'levushak. That Mordechai could not come to Achashverosh, to the palace, to the Shar HaMelech, wearing a sackcloth. A sackcloth is not mos, and yet he was not allowed to wear a sackcloth in front of the Achashverosh, and the Shar of Achashverosh. And certainly Rikika, which is mos, you should not be allowed to do that in a shul. And secondly, lifnei bas of adam kach, this was talking in front of a melech bas of adam, in front of a chashverish. Rikika shehi meusa lifnei melech malchem lochem, so spitting, which is meusa, and we're talking in front of melech malchem lochem, l'kol shekein, certainly that it should be also rikika in Harabayis. So we see al kol panim that we do learn out from minol. So what's your question over here? Why should we say that rikika should be also? We should say that really you should be machmir in both cases, that you should be machmir, we should go l'chumra in both cases. And therefore we should say as follows. And therefore we should say, v'eima harabayis to osir b'minol, harabayis where it's osir to wear shoes, le'el fememinol. Therefore we should learn out from minol. And harabayis where it's osir to wear shoes, we learn out, therefore it's certainly also rikika. Basic has is the shar of the minol, but a shul that wearing shoes is mutter, don't learn out from minol. Adiyol of minol ulehetir, why you're learning out from minol and be matir, nail of a kambadria velasar, rather be machmir. Meaning in both places we should be machmir for the covered of harabayis, covered of the shul. In Harabayis, where wearing shoes is also there, yes, we see the Tana learns out from minol, because the point is, we learn out to be machmir. So therefore, if minol is also, certainly rikika. But in a shul where wearing shoes is mutar, don't learn out from a minhag over there by a shul, because that will be makel b'matir. Rather, learn out from a shortcut, a kapanira, which is osir, and therefore rikika should also be osir. So Ella, what is the pshat? Why? How does Rava know that it is mutter to spit in shul? Ella, Omar Rava, ki basic. It's like a person's house. Ma besa kapantari kapidinche. You have to make a shortcut and through a person's house. He's makbid not to make a shortcut through his house. But rakika minol le kapid, he's not makbid on rakika and minol. Now, keep bearing in mind that in those days, there were earthen floors and customs were different. So, shoes, a person's not makbid about wearing shoes in his house. In those days, they were not also not makbid on rakika. It would be absorbed into the earth, into the floor, the earthen floors. So, over here we say, ki besa ma besa kapandrea kapidinish rakika miloi kapidinish a besa kinesa kapandrea da osir rakika minol shori, and therefore rakika minol shori. So therefore, that's what Rava holds, and that's a psak that is mutar. But again, keep in mind that in those days, there were earthen floors, and the customs were different, and people weren't makbid to spit on the floor. Nowadays, most people are very makbid on something like that, and therefore, chayra, the svara, would not apply to be matred in a shul either. It would be considered a minig bizoyin. But this is the subject in Paiskim. Mishnah Berurah discusses this at length as well. The next segment in the Mishnah says, Kol chayis mei brachas should be mikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, when they ended a bracha, they didn't end it, for instance, like Chayin Adas, Baruch Hashem, Chayin Adas. They ended a Baruch Hashem, L'Oilam, Me'oilam Vada Oilam, Chayin Baruch, Chayin Adas. They added on the addition in the Mikdash, Mina Oilam Vada Oilam. So Kol Kach Lam, why do we have this extensive, in the Beis HaMikdash, this extensive bracha that we add on this addition? The fish ain't in the one b'mikdash. The answer, the response in the Mikdash is also lengthy. We answer outside the Beis HaMikdash, we answer to bracha amen. In the Beis HaMikdash, the response to a bracha was not amen, what was Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchus HaLeolam Voed. So the response to a bracha is lengthier. The bracha itself is also lengthier. How do we know that Shenemar Kumu Baruch Hashem Elokecha Min HaOlam Ad HaOlam? The bracha that you make is Min HaOlam Ad HaOlam. VeOmar VeYivarch Hashem Kvoidecha UMiray Malkol Baruch Zehilam. So we see that we say a Baruch Hashem Kvoidecha UMiray Malkol Baruch Zehilam, that we make Baruch Hashem Kvoid Malchusa LeOlam Voed. So Yorchel Kol Brachas Kulam Teilam Teilacha. So you might think that for all the brachas, there's one response. There's one response to all of the brachas. Tamad Loimer Maracham Al Kol Bracha Sehila. On each one and every bracha. So on Kol Bracha Bracha Tein Loi Teila, you have to give the praise for each and every bracha. So the Beis HaMikdash, the response was Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusa LeOlam Voed. The next segment of the Mishnah says, they were masakin that a person should be shoyel b'shlem chavera, should greet his friend with the name of Hashem. And we brought rayas, the Mishnah brought several rayas, proofs to that we use the Shem Hashem. Yiskin v'shiyadam shoyel b'shlem chavera, mai v'oimer, why do we have to bring additional rayas, additional proofs to this? So we brought a raya from, the first raya was from Boaz. He said, Hashem imcha gibor achayel. So why is that not sufficient? V'chi teimah, the Gemara says, boys me daita nafshe kamer. You might think that he did it on his own, and there is no makor for this. So Hashma Hashem imcha gibor achayel. So we bring another raya from Gidon that the Malach greeted Gidon also Hashem imcha with the name of Hashem. So you see that, see from a pasuk that this is the proper conduct. Now, we might think that this is not a greeting. You might think that the Malach is telling Gideon that Hashem imcha, that Hashem is, it's like a haftacha, Hashem will be with you, you'll go to war, and you'll be victorious. Hashem imcha. Meaning, not that you greet a person with Hashem, he was giving him a message, perhaps, that this was a message that Hashem is telling him, to give him a haftacha, that he'll be with him and be victorious in the war. So Tashma al Tavuz Kizakna Imecha. don't shame your mother. That even though she's old, don't shame. Meaning that what the Zakenim, what we have, the Kabbalah, what Boaz did is al pi Hashem, is al pi the apostle, there's a makor, and therefore we can rely on Boaz that when he greeted Hashem imcha, that is the proper way, that's the proper conduct, even though it's using the Shem Hashem. V'oimer eis lasas l'Hashem eifer esar esachav. And from this pasuk you see that eis lasas l'Hashem eifer esar esachav, even though it's, in a way, it's being made for the Torah using the Shem Hashem, but eis lasas l'Hashem, and as Rashi explains, that it's Hashem's rotzon that there should be achva v'reyos v'shalom, and therefore this is under the circumstances, it was permitted to use the Shem Hashem for this purpose. Omar Rava Haikro Midrash L'Seifa Midrash. This pasuk of Eis Lasas L'Hashem, you can darshan it both ways, from front to back and from back to front. So it's Me Haikro Mireisha L'Seifa Midrash. Me Seifa L'Reisha Midrash. Mireisha L'Seifa Midrash. You can darshan it from front to beginning to end. Eis Lasas L'Hashem. It's a time to act for Hashem, to punish the Ivrei Avera, my time, I'm Yishuv, Mefiras Arasecha, they were made for the Torah, so Eis Las Hashem, you punish them. And Misefer L'Reisha Midrash, you can darshan from end to beginning, is Hefiras Arasecha, they were made for the Torah, that they did something that were made for the Torah, my time, Yishuv, Eis Las Hashem, because like in this case over here with Boaz, there was an Eis Las Hashem, and therefore, Hefiras Arasecha, you're made for the Torah to a certain extent. So therefore, he used the Shem Hashem to foster Shalom Vareus. Tanya Hilazakin Aimer Bishas HaMachnisim Pazer. When people gather in, when they're Machnisim Pazer, when the people who are not there to teach Torah to teach Torah to the public, then you should take it upon yourself. If others don't do it, you should take it on yourself. But at the time when the others do it, then you gather in. Then you gather in and you learn your Torah for yourself. You leave it to the others who are doing it. Then you do it and you're knowing with yourself a minig vanova, and then you're kanes. If you see a generation with Torah is chaviv, then spread your Torah. If the Torah is chaviv to them, and if they're mechabed the Torah, and they want the Torah, spread your Torah to them. So shenema yesh mefazer v'noizavayit. There's a person who's mefazer, he spreads it around, but his wealth increases. You'll spread your Torah around, and your Torah, your chachma, will increase. But v'imri yisadar shenu Torah chaviv alav kanes. But if you see the generation that Torah is not chaviv to them, so kanes, gather in, don't spread Torah to them, because then it'll be a chilul Hashem, it'll be a bizoin for the Torah to try to be mefazer Torah to them when they're not machshavit. Shenemar eis lasas l'Hashem eferes harasecha, that therefore the times you have to now don't teach Torah eferes harasecha eis lasas l'Hashem for kavod shem shamayim. There are times when you don't teach Torah to the Rabbim if that's the Kavod Shem Shamayim. Dorish Bar Kapara Bar Darshans Zoles Kvuz Knemine. If the merchandise goes down in value, buy it. If prices go down, that's the time to buy, when the prices go down. So on a Pashat level, Pashat Pshat, it's talking Eitz HaTayva and how to buy merchandise, how to invest. When the price goes down, you invest. But it's also mentioned that and darshaned in the terms of when people are not machshav tayra, but gather tayra for yourself. And the time, there will be a time where there'll be the best investment. It goes down in value. People are, meaning it doesn't never goes down in value. People are not machshav, in their eyes it goes down in value. You amass tayra. You gather it. Then you learn the tayra and you store it up. And you'll see how it will go up in value. But also the less gavar taman, have a gavar in a place where there's no gavra, when there's no person to paskin, then you paskin. Om rabai shmamina, basad is gavar taman, loy zeva gavar. It teaches you when there is someone to paskin, then you don't paskin. Pshita. So of course, if there is someone there, and there's someone there to paskin, meaning, and he's greater than you, well, of course, you don't paskin if he's greater than you. then why would you paskin Yisrael b'shneim shavim if they're equal? If they're equal, but if someone else is going to paskin, then you take a back seat and do conduct yourself with a mida of anava and let him paskin. Dorish bar kapara izo parsha shekatana shekol gufei Torah tluya bo. What is a small parsha of Torah that the yisayis of Torah are tluya, are dependent on? And the pasuk is behold rachel hadayehu vehu yasher chorsecha. Know Hashem in all your ways. In every way you conduct yourself, have Hashem in mind, think about Hashem, think of Hashem Shemayim, he'll straighten your ways, he'll straighten your path. Behold, Rav, Omarav afilu dvar avera. That means, even for a dvar avera, that sometimes you have to do a dvar avera, l'man Hashem, l'shem Shemayim. And the classic case is Eliyahu Har HaKarmel, when he was a l'shem Shemayim, he wanted to show how the Nevi'i Baal were false, and how all the Vayda Zora was false of the Baal, and so therefore he was mocked there on a boma, which is an Isser, but he was mocked there on a boma, and the Eish came down to Shemayim and consumed the Korban to prove, to show that he was the Navi Emes, and that there's Min Shemayim, and the Vayda Zora Baal and their Nevi'im are all false and meaningless. So there was an Avera over here. He was Makriv on Aboma, when it was also to be Makriv on Aboma. But nevertheless, he did L'shem Shemayim. So therefore, behold, Drachecha Da'eyu, even L'dvar Avera, if it's L'shem Shemayim. And as the Mefarshim speak out, the Klei Yoker at length over there discusses that, that's when there's somebody who's a Muchsuk, a Novi Hashem, and then he knows the circumstances where Kavod Hashem outweighs the Isser. He knows the Tamim of the Isser, and where Kavod Hashem Shemayim would now be overrule the Isser. But that's only with someone who's Muchsuk, like Eliyahu HaNavi, but otherwise this certainly would not apply, certainly in our generation, in our days. Dorish bar kapara lo'oil milama adam es benoi umnes neki v'kal. A person should always try to teach his son a trade that is nekiya and kala, it's easy and it's clean, and it's something that he can have a parnosa without tirdus and without traveling too much. Mahi, what is that? Omar of Chista, Machted Tlam Yusa. That he stitches in a jacket, they embroider a jacket and make stitching over there. It's something that is nekiya and kala. Tanya Rabbi Yomer lo olam al yarba adam rei mesach beis. A person should not have many friends, bring in a lot of people into his house. Shenemar ish reyim l'Yisrael. You have too many friends, too many people come in, there's too much socializing. It leads to arguments, to quarreling. So you should minimize to an extent how many reyim he brings into his house. Tanya Rabbi Yomer al yimna adam apitreb mesach beis. A person should not put in a manager and running his affairs of his house. You should not give things over to somebody else. If not for the fact that Potiphar gave Yosef to be the manager of the house, there would have not been this Maisa with his wife and Yosef. So a person should not leave his house and the affairs of his house in the hands of an apitropos. Tanya Rabbi Yomer, Laman is Chaparshas Nazar, Laparshas Saita. What's the smichos of parsha of Nazar and Saita that are written next to each other? Laimaloch, Shekola Roya, Saita Bekilkula, Yazer Atzmina Yain. If a person sees a Saita Bekilkula, she's given the waters and the terrible outcome of what happens to her and the punishment that she has, he should take a lesson from it and he should become a Nazar and refrain from wine, because the Maisav's nose, it comes through wine, it comes through drinking. So he should take a lesson from that, and Yazer Asmin Yain. So that's why we have the Smichas of Parshas. Amr Chizki Brei, the Riparnach Amar of Yechon Lama, Nismucha Parshas Saitla, Parshas Trumas and Maises. What's the connection of Saita to the Parsha of Trumas and Maises? Lamelcha, so call Sheesh like Trumas and Maises, Vain and Nice and Lakain. If a person has Trumas and Maises, he's supposed to be given the Trumas to the Kain, the Maises to Levi. If he does not give his Trumas and Maises, Saif Nitzel Kain Alishta, Al Yedei Ishtai, he'll have to come on to the Kain for his wife, because he'll suspect her of being mizana, of not being faithful. I'll have to bring her to the Kayan to test her with the May Saita. So if he deprives the Kayan, Saif, that he's going to have to rely and depend on the Kayim. Shenemar v'ish es kadoshav lo yu. Ish es kadoshav, so Pasha Pshat is that ish es kadoshav lo yu, he has the right, the person, to give it to whatever Kayim he wants. But here we're darshaning ish es kadoshav lo yu, he's for him, if he keeps him, if he keeps the kadoshav for himself and does not give it to the Kayim, then v'samachlei ish kisis ishtai. And then it's Michal's Parshas, if his wife will be a Saita. Uksi vehevi ish es ishta, and then he'll have to bring her to the Kayim. V'loyoid el soif she nitzrochem. And not only that, at the end he'll come into poverty, into anias, and he will be dependent on the Miser, so Miser Oni. Shinemar v'ish et kadoshav lo yu. He will have the Kayim, he will have that Miser. That's what will be given to him, Miser, because he'll be an Oni, he'll be poor, and he'll have to come on to Maiseroni. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, v'im nosen soif misaser. But if he does tshuva and he gives it, then he will now, his wealth will be restored. He'll become wealthy. Shenemar, yish asher yitzen l'kayin lo yiyah. Someone who gives to the kayin lo yiyah, what's for him will be lo yiyah moman harbe. There'll be great wealth, great money for him. Amar Rav Huna bar Bechaya Mishum Rav Elazar HaKapar Kol HaMishtatav Shem Shemayim B'Tzara Kaifun Lei Parnasos. If a person with Rachman Tzan HaSoros, but he's misbowed to Hashem, he's dependent on Hashem, and he sees that it's a Yad Hashem, and he's davening to Hashem, then his Parnasa will be doubled. He'll be rewarded. Parnasa will be doubled. Shenemar V'Hoya Shakai B'Tzarecha V'Chesev Toyof Aslach. If it's Shakai B'Tzarech, if you're B'Tzarech, the Shem Shamayim, with your Tzar, then the Kesef Toyofeslach, your money will be Toyofes, will be doubled. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Parnasam, like it will like fly high, like a bird, like Oifev, like be Moifev, to fly. Shenemar Kesef Toyofeslach, like to fly. Amar Rav Tevi, Amar Rav Yoshia, Kolam Rapa, Atzma Medivri Tera, Ein Boi Koyach, Lama B'Yom Tzar. If a person weakens himself from Divrei Torah, he's not strong in Torah, he becomes lazy and lax in Divrei Torah, Rachman HaSlan becomes a Yom Tzara, then he doesn't have the strength to withstand the Tzara. He doesn't have the internal fortitude. Shenemar Yisrapisa B'Yom Tzara Tzar Kachacha. If you become weak, you weaken yourself, then B'Yom Tzara Tzar Kachacha, your strength leaves you. You don't have the strength to withstand it. Omar Ravami Bar Masan Rishmul of Afila Mitzvah Achas, even if he weakens himself with even one mitzvah, Shenemar Yisrapisa Mikomakim Yisrapisa. If you weaken yourself, even from one mitzvah, that shachens him up and he doesn't have the strength to withstand the tzara.